I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin. It's almost time to render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. The deadline's coming up on Wednesday for Americans to file their income taxes with the IRS. Things are a little different this year for a lot of taxpayers. On today's Ask the Expert, we get some advice from Demri Henry. She is a managing partner at the Greenlight Tax Group. She is in the KRLD Zoom room. Demri, thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So how much different is filing this year with the changes from this year's budget bill?
Oh, gosh, it's very different, and it's good. It's positive. So any folks out there making tips, there is the no tax on tips up to a certain threshold. And we've already seen a lot of clients seeing a lot of refunds because of that, and a lot of different industries, too, that affects. Also, the standard deduction for seniors has gone up significantly. Each person 65 and over can take an extra $6,000. So that's $12,000 married filing jointly, raising your standard deduction from $31,000, upwards to over $42,000, which is a massive deduction for seniors who meet that threshold. Also, property taxes, in years past, you could only deduct up to $10,000 of your property tax, regardless of how much your property taxes were. So if you're living in a high, real estate, valued area, and you're paying a ton in property taxes, you're capped at $10,000. Not now. You can take all the way up to $40,000. So there's a lot of different things that have made a huge difference to folks that they should be able to take advantage of and see a lot more in refunds or less tax payments for 2025.
I saw an article talking about the fact that people are making side hustles and taking collections on Venmo. They could be hit with taxes they didn't expect.
It could be. So Venmo is typically just supposed to be used for personal. Honestly, it's not a business-to-business app, and it's not even designed for that. So we do work with a lot of business owners, and we tell them don't use Venmo because it just makes it very hard for accounting. But yeah, you're right. If you're using it for your side hustle and you're not accounting for it properly, yeah, it could be to that situation where the IRS is going to be learning about that income, and they're going to expect you to report that.
What other things should freelancers or gig workers remember about taxes this year that they might not have been doing in the past?
Well, I'll tell you, the Schedule C. So if you're a freelancer or you're somebody with a sole proprietor and you report all of your income on a Schedule C, that is the most audited tax form there is. And that sits inside your personal return on your 1040. And so it really is important, to make sure that you have receipts and backup for those expenses. And, they need to be reasonable. So if you're somebody that's, generating $100,000 in income, but say, and I'm going to be outrageous for the example here, but, has $50,000 in meals, well, that could be something that the IRS says, we want to take a look at that. We want you to show us the backup. And the IRS does expect you to keep any receipt over $70 or more. So it's just really important just to make sure that you understand that paper wins audits, make sure you have the backup. Be reasonable. Certainly, get credit for all of the expenses you have associated with that. But be mindful that, the IRS could come knocking at your door.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South. And in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Some of the basics that people may forget this time of year, April 15th is the deadline to file. What if you need to have an extension and you might owe?
Yeah. So what's really great is if you go to irs.gov and you're not ready to file, you can actually make a payment right now. And when you go and make that payment, you're going to have to put in, like show your identity. You'll have to put information from a previous year's tax return. And then you'll say the reason for payment. And you need to make sure that that reason for payment says extension and it's a 2025 extension and you're paying on a 1040. And when you make that payment, even if it's a $10 payment, $5 payment, $100 payment, $20 payment, it doesn't matter how much the payment is. Once you make that payment, you're automatically getting an extension. So that extension is processed when that payment is, when you choose reason for payment extension.
Is that new? Because previous April 15th, you had to estimate how much you think you're going to owe. And if you missed out and miscalculated what you might owe, that you'd be charged penalties and or interest.
Yeah, so great question. And no, it's not new, but those are two different things. So getting an extension is one thing, which you want to do, or you're going to have a late filing penalty. If you don't pay enough and you haven't paid enough throughout the year in 2025, you could get a failure to pay penalty, which is really confusing to people because a lot of times they'll say, "What do you mean failure to pay? I have paid." But no, you just didn't pay enough, which is why, if you do think you owe taxes, it would be important to try to estimate what that is so that whenever you do make that extension, you're making a payment, estimated somewhere what you might still owe.
Let's talk also about the fact that this year could be different for people filing by mail because the Postal Service has said they cannot guarantee a postmark of the date, and you may have to make sure it's in the mail a couple of days ahead of time. We're kind of past that deadline.
Yeah, so if you can file electronically, that's definitely what you need to be doing. I mean, whether it's a tax professional, TurboTax, H&R Block, I definitely recommend filing, electronically. If you can't do that and you have to paper file, then you absolutely need to certify mail it. I would never recommend regular mail. Always spend the extra $10 to get it certified mail once, and they will give you that document that it was certified mailed, give it to you right then and there. So that, which by the way, the IRS will get it late. They're going to say it's late. They're not going to get it on time. They're going to send you a letter saying that it wasn't received on time and it was late. And then all you have to do is, send them a copy of that certified mail receipt, and then they'll remove any late filing penalties.
If you're getting a refund on your taxes, is April 15th a hard and fast deadline as well?
No, I mean, if you're getting a refund whenever you file and you're expected that refund, the IRS has to give it to you. So even if you file after April 15th and you're due a refund, you will get that refund. It'll be processed, somewhere between, 2 weeks and 8 weeks, just depending upon whenever you send it to the IRS because they have busy times and slow times. But lately I've seen refunds get processed within 2 weeks, so they're moving pretty quickly right now.
Are people getting, just for the average person, are they getting larger refunds this year?
Yeah, they really are. In fact, I just got off the phone with a client going, "I'm really confused. Why is my refund so much? Is something wrong?" And we went through his tax return, and honestly, I was like, "Well, let's take a look at it." And one of the big reasons was because he's getting full credit for the property taxes that he paid. He, lives in Dallas and pays, nearly $20,000 in property taxes. And last year he only got a deduction of $10,000, and this year he gets the full $10,000. He has kids; the child credit deduction went up, so that's really helped him a lot. So there's a lot of folks that are really getting helped out. I mean, we've even done tax returns for firefighters who have to work overtime, and now that overtime is being tracked differently and no tax on overtime. So it has made a huge difference to a lot of folks in a lot of different industries, getting higher refunds because of all of these little things that have been changed within the tax code.
Demery, thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a great day.
That is Demery Hamrisch, the managing partner at Greenlight Tax Group on today's Ask the Expert North Texas.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a day bed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.